Now, the Irish Cancer Society is urging the government to drastically increase the cost of cigarettes. That's following a decision by Australia to raise the pack the price of a pack to almost 30 euros. Campaigners, as you would imagine, have slammed the suggestion, saying it unfairly targets the poor and the elderly. For more on this, we're joined by Donal Buggy, Head of Services and Advocacy at the Irish Cancer Society, and John Mallon, Spokesperson for Forest Ireland. That's a group that represent adults who choose to smoke tobacco. Donal, we might start with you first. Would you be in favour of this kind of move?
Yeah, well, we used the opportunity of World Cancer Day on Saturday to raise the example of Australia and what they have been doing and the significant progress they have made in reducing their smoking rate to below 13%. And, you know, today in Ireland, on the 6th of February, 8 people will die from smoking related to cancer, and probably another half as many again from other diseases. And if that was anything else, if that was traffic accidents, if it was suicide, if it was anything else, it would be a national disgrace, because we know what we can do about it. We know that we can provide supports to people to quit, but we also know that pricing is a significant influencer in the decision to smoke. Every €1 increase in the price of cigarettes will see a 4% decrease in smoking rates. So this is something, we have a national policy, which is for Tobacco-Free Ireland, which is a smoking rate of less than 5% by 2025. And unless we take really sustained measures over the next number of years, we aren't going to reach that. So okay, we will be very much in favour of.
Give us the smoking rate, give us the target and what the current amount is, just before we bring it in.
The current smoking rate is just below 20%, and the target is less than 5% by 2025.
Okay, all right. John Mallon, what do you have to say to that? Donald's argument is this works. For every €1 increase, there's a 4% cut in those actually smoking.
Well, good morning, Shane, and thank you for the invitation. You know, if you put the price of any commodity up, it'll lessen the amount of people buying it. But of course, the people who are hurt most, as the Irish Cancer Society are constantly telling us, it's poor and the people from poor areas who are the greatest smokers. And what they're doing, they're not attempting to, they talk about encouraging these people, they're not encouraging or educating these people. They're attempting to use force, and they use the most extreme country in the world, Australia. The average price of a packet of cigarettes across the EU now stands at just over €5. Why don't we look at, for example, to them, to Germany, to France, to Spain, and price our cigarettes accordingly here? And I think that it shows a terrible lack of empathy from a charity with senior executives on high salaries there looking for tax increases on the poor and the elderly. I just think that it's all wrong. It smacks of a world gone mad. Tobacco is a legal product, and consumers shouldn't be punished for making their own choice. We did a survey before Christmas in the UK of 600 people, and we asked the question that's never being asked. We just asked, what's the reason they smoke? And 95% of them, their answer was pleasure. They get pleasure from smoking. It's something they enjoy. It's
okay.
Pleasurable.
Okay. Donald, do you want to respond to that? Lack of empathy from you guys?
Yeah, well, I think it's a little bit rich of the tobacco industry to be coming out talking to the society about a lack of empathy. The burden of smoking is in poor communities. And it is already in poor communities because they're spending a significant portion of their income on tobacco.
And you want them to spend a bigger proportion, though, it could be argued.
No, well, what we want is for those communities to be supported to quit and to be encouraged to quit. Like, I will be in Cork this morning working with women in Ballyfahan and Mayfield and areas of Mallow with a new smoking cessation programme that we have specifically targeted at women in disadvantaged communities. And we know that works. We started the programme last year in 2016. And 30 women out of 39 who completed that program quit smoking. And this idea that smoking is pleasurable doesn't ring true when you think that 4 out of every 5 smokers try and quit every year. Why do they smoke? It's not because of pleasure, it's because of addiction.
Okay, John Mallon, I'll give you the last word. It's not about pleasure. They're addicted to cigarettes.
Not at all.
You're denying that they're addicted to cigarettes?
Well, I'm not denying. What I'm saying is people have a motivation to smoke, and their motivation is they enjoy it.
Or an addiction to nicotine.
But if they didn't, yeah, nicotine is what you're getting in the pharmacies as well, from the sprays and the gums and so on. Donald came on and gave statistics, and they're all very good at giving statistics. He said that 8 people or whatever will die of cancer-related death today in Ireland. 79 people, 80 in fact, will die today of all causes. It's a simple fact of the matter. We have 29,000 people a year dying in Ireland. So while it may sound...
Yeah, but they're not dead. Those people aren't dying prematurely, necessarily.
Well, the greatest cause of death in this country is old age, whether you smoke or not. I don't know what premature is, but in the event, it's scarce statistics that don't really work anymore. People smoke because they like to, and it's very unfair with the legal product to try to punish them.
We have to leave it there. My thanks to Donald Buggy, Head of Services and Advocacy at the Irish Cancer Society, and John Mallon, spokesperson for Forest Ireland.